NPR.
Hey, Stacey, I want to tell you a really sad story about a federal agency that's underfunded. It is the IRS.
It is very difficult to feel bad for the IRS, for me.
just give the IRS a chance. I mean, it's understandable, but the IRS does have to have its budget approved by Congress. It's kind of like the unloved stepchild of federal agencies. So if you look at a graph of the IRS budget in real dollars, it looks kind of like a sledding hill. About a decade ago, it was up at about $15 billion, and it goes way downhill, and it plateaus at around $12 billion today.
Actually, though, this is truly problematic because the IRS is how our country pays for things. Defense, Social Security, Medicare, all of that requires money from the IRS. And right now, the IRS is so underfunded, it is not able to operate efficiently. A couple of years ago, things got so bad that the IRS received almost 100 million phone calls and only answered one-third of them. 70 million unanswered calls, Sally. 70 million unanswered calls. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
I'm Sally Herships. All those calls don't just mean a ton of grumpy people not getting their questions answered. It also means there are not enough auditors making sure that people are paying the taxes they owe. President Biden has a plan to pump billions of dollars into the IRS to shore it up and help it do its job. But there may be a simpler solution, one that does not require more funding. And another bonus, we might not have to file our taxes every year. More about this magical sounding idea after the break.
I like where this is going.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Microsoft Teams, helping Priority Bicycles transform the way they work. When the pandemic hit, they started doing virtual visits on Teams. Now people worldwide can come into their showroom. More at Microsoft.com/Teams.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Culturel. IBS symptoms can be tough to manage with diet alone, and Culturel IBS Complete Support, a medical food for the dietary management of IBS, is designed to help. Use promo code radio on Culturel.com.
So this idea, it comes via a working paper from the University of Southern California. The paper's authors say it would save the IRS and us, the taxpayers, a combined $83 billion a year. And here's the theory. Get ready for it. Dum-dum-da-dum. It's called biennial, but we're just going to say biannual because we weren't math majors. What it means is that we pay our taxes not once a year, but once every 2 years.
You had me at every 2 years.
Emma Cockrell is one of the co-authors of the paper.
I guess I'll start with kind of why this idea is needed. There's kind of three prongs of the proposal.
But before we let Emma walk us through how her paper works, a few things you should know about her. She's a student at the University of Southern California. She studies economics and math. She uses words like gaffe when she emails me. And she started writing this paper when she was 19.
What? The three-pronged paper?
So you're a normal 20-year-old who just happened to write a paper about the IRS.
Pretty much, yeah.
I have to ask something. If you're 20, have you paid taxes yet?
I have, yes.
Emma first got interested in the idea of biannual tax filing as a sophomore when her economics professor, Jeffrey Dubin, shared the theory with her. It was already out there. It had first been proposed in 1997, and she got really fired up. So when her professor told her there was evidence that biannual tax filing could help the IRS be more efficient, she got cracking.
As one does. To understand how paying our taxes every 2 years could actually help save money, you have to understand what Emma and her professor say are three main problems with our current tax system. First, the IRS is overstretched. It's vastly underfunded.
So really, it's an agency that's forced to perform more with fewer resources.
Like with all those phone calls. Some of those people might have been calling to clarify whether or not they owed money to the IRS and just gave up.
But if all those taxpayers had 2 years to file, the IRS would have more time to answer all those phone calls. And then next we get to audits. That's when the IRS gets all up in your business, or its business really, to make sure that you are paying your fair share. You know, you're not being creative with the numbers.
Yes. And Emma says because of budget cuts, there are fewer auditors today than at any point since World War II. So the audit rate, at least for middle and lower class Americans, tends to be really low, which, of course, does not sound that bad to me since I have been audited and it was terrible.
For 2015, which is the latest year that data is available for, so the audit rate, it fluctuates around 0.5%, which is crazy. It's so low.
So again, if the IRS had 2 years instead of just one, whammo, more time to do audits, more time to collect our money. Emma says we're also not auditing enough rich people.
The problem is that tax returns for the wealthy are complicated, and the IRS agents who do those audits require more training. So if you did audits every 2 years, Emma argues, you would have more time for that training, and the IRS would be able to double its audit rate and potentially bring in billions more.
It could also solve one of the potential problems I thought of when I first heard about this paper, which is, what does the government do to get over that hump year, the first time it has to wait an additional year to collect all that money? And the answer is, you wait, because there is going to be an epic payoff.
But Sally, we've been focusing on the IRS, so let's talk about us. There is another perspective here, and this is problem number three. Emma says, because filing our taxes has become so complicated, it costs us, the taxpayers, a lot of time and money and angst to do our taxes. And the federal government actually tracks how long it takes.
The government actually publishes burden hours of each government agency.
Burden hours. This is very aptly named. These are the number of hours that Americans spend gathering and sending the government information that it has asked for. You know, like, you know, for a driver's license renewal or a passport, we spend most of those burden hours on taxes.
In total, government burden hours are about $11.59 billion. Of this $11.59 billion, $8.11 billion is from the Department of Treasury.
The IRS is a bureau within the Treasury. So if you put a price tag on that time, Emma's paper estimates it comes out to $77 billion in lost time and wages and paying accountants. So if we pay our taxes every 2 years instead of one, we could save billions, which sounds great, but I did have some questions. And is there any concern about, for people who really need their returns, if they file every 2 years instead of every 1 year? I know there are people who are like desperate to get that money back. Would that be a problem for them?
Essentially, it would be really easy to give low-income earners their refunds before they've even filed their taxes.
According to the Tax Policy Center, 36 countries around the world, including Germany, Japan, and the United Kingdom, already have systems in place which would make it really easy to automatically issue those refunds. That system is called return-free filing, and it basically means that taxpayers do not have to do anything. They don't have to file a return. Those governments just withhold taxes. It is automatic. And Emma says the reason we haven't seen return-free filing in the States is just because of private sector lobbying. Tax prep is a hugely profitable industry.
But besides powerful private sector lobbying interests, Stacey, Emma says it does not have to be this way. We do not have to pay our taxes every year.
There's no real like legal or economic reason for annual tax reporting. And if you go back and look at, you know, the history of taxation, there are instances of biennial taxation in Rome.
Wait a minute. Is this in ancient Rome?
Ancient Rome, yes.
Actually, the Romans taxed once every 3 years. Even better.
In fact, Sally, apparently one of the reasons that Rome fell was because of oppressive taxation. Too many burden hours. So biennial taxes could really be a win-win. And who knows? Biennial tax filing might even mean the IRS could answer all of those calls. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jamila Huxtable with engineering by Gilly Moon. It was edited by Kate Concannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold.
Today, it seems like everybody's got a bone to pick with the news. So it happens when somebody stops talking smack and just decides to wage all-out war.
First thing you do in an invasion, you eliminate the communications of the enemy.
And what happens if they win? Visit Stockton, California, for a story about a revolt against the mainstream media that's shaken up a city. From NPR's Invisibilia,